The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
From the heart of no, it's not. From the heart of my basement, along with my cat Maisie, which you're probably going to hear a couple of interruptions from throughout the episode, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I am your host, Dalton Anthony. Again, it's happened a couple times, not a big fan of it, but I am your host, and I also have just my cat with me today. It's just me. I guaranteed an episode on Nerd Up, and I shouldn't have done that because now I'm rolling solo for this one. So, really quick, this is just going to be a quick review of what I've watched over the last couple weeks. I actually watched all of Hell in a Cell. So, I'm going to do a quick, I'm going to say 10-minute review of it and give you my favorites of the night and tell you what I thought of the matches. And then go in a little bit of the last week of wrestling, what I liked, what I didn't like. And then we'll get up on out of here. We're going to try to start giving you Pro Wrestling Unscripted more regularly again. Me and Asa have been super busy getting ready for the last couple of months, so that's why you've had solo shows or weird cast shows. So hopefully this will be the last one for a while. You'll have me and Asa every week, and we'll tell you all the things that we liked, didn't like, and frustrates us about wrestling. Hopefully next week Asa will be on, because I really want to talk about the Twitch and WWE saga, because that seems to have unfolded and is not great news for the people involved. So, but we're talking about Hell in a Cell tonight. The very first match, I believe, was R-Truth versus Drew Gulak, and that was on the pre-show for the 24/7 championship. I love the 24/7 championship just because of what R-Truth can do. Comedically, I think he is one of the funniest wrestlers of all time. But I was texting Asa during this, and I said, Drew Gulak is overqualified for this. Even though he punted Little Jimmy, which was one of my favorite things. I absolutely love Drew Gulak. There was a couple of quick wrestling spots, and then R-Truth getting the victory for the 24/7 championship. I'm not a big fan of the 24/7 championship matches, but I like the segments that it gives us. So, yep, still, as of Hell in a Cell, R-Truth retained the 24/7 championship, and that starts us into the show proper that was on the pre-show. And they started off with probably the most interesting match of the night, Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus Jey Uso in an I Quit match in the Hell in a Cell, which I think is the first time they've done an I Quit match in the Hell in a Cell, which is a really kind of cool stipulation if you think about it. And these two went all out. A lot of really devastating moves that I was like, well, that would kill somebody in any other match. And there was a lot of them. The end of that match saw Roman look like he was about to squish Jay's head with the ring steps. Jimmy comes out with his injured knee and covers his brother and asks him, like, what is going on, Roman? What's gotten into you? You're worried about this head of the tribe thing. And for a slight moment, you think that Roman's gonna stop and is going to evaluate what he's been doing over the course of since his return. And as he hugs Jimmy, he puts him in a guillotine choke, which made Jay finally say, I quit, because Jay was not quitting in this match. He was getting hit with everything and then some, and he wasn't going to quit. But seeing his brother get choked out while injured was the final straw, and that was the end of it. A really cool moment at the end of this match with the Wild Samoans, Afa and Sika, being up there, being Roman's, I think, father and uncle. They gave him I think it's a lei, signifying that he is the head of the tribe. And a really interesting match. It was not my favorite of the night, but I thought it was really cool. Whenever I watched it, I didn't like the ending a whole lot, because I was like, ah, it's kind of, that's weird. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, oh, no, that fits pretty well. So, a brutal match. It was really good. Go back and watch it if you get a chance. Then we get the singles matches that do not involve the Hell in a Cell. Elias defeats Jeff Hardy via disqualification in the towards the end of the match. Elias goes outside to grab the guitar. Jeff cuts him off, hits him in the head with the guitar, and that's how we got to the disqualification on that one. It was okay. It's one of those things when you have a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view and then you just have like normal matches in the middle of it. It always is not a letdown, but it's always a big like, oh, that was really insane, and now we're back to regular wrestling. But Elias and Jeff Hardy really good. I'm happy to see Elias back on regular WWE TV. I know we had a moment where he wasn't around as much. And then the third match of the main card, The Miz with John Morrison defeats Otis, who was holding the Money in the Bank briefcase. Tucker turned on Otis. WWE has been cutting off so many tag teams right now, just breaking them up. And I guess Heavy Machinery was the next one that they were just going to make Tucker blast Otis in the head in the middle of, looked like Otis might have had a chance at winning. Tucker hit him with the Money in the Bank briefcase, 1, 2, 3, and now we have The Miz as your Money in the Bank briefcase holder. And Tucker and Otis are not buddies anymore, which just hurts my little heart. I was very bummed out to see on Monday Night Raw that Tucker was wearing just black long tights with a red stripe, didn't have an entrance, and got defeated by Ricochet with like no, I don't know, it seems like a waste of a really good talent. I think Tucker is somebody you could do a lot with. Ace also thinks that. And it seems like they were like, all right, we're going to break him up all the way. But we don't know what we're going to do with him. So hopefully they have something cool for Otis. I want him to have something cool for Tucker. I was always very entertained by those two. I think Tucker being a heel, there's some meat on the bone there. Next is the second of three Hell in a Cell matches. We had Sasha Banks defeating Bayley by submission. This was my match of the night. These women went out there and decided that they were going to do everything, make it believable, make it brutal, and just, it was, in my opinion, it stole the show. This was the best match. I was watching it just being like, they are really getting after it. And it's weird because they're in the Thunderdome, all of the screens are lit up, but in reality, there's nobody there. And they are just like brutalizing each other, doing insane moves. The only thing that was weird was Sasha tried duct taping two kendo sticks together, and that was a little dicey. I think they ended up just they might have went back to it. I'm not 100% sure. It's been a week since I watched the match, but that was the only thing that I was like, oh, that was off. But everything else was 100% in that match. I liked Sasha's multiple attempts to get in and out of the bank statement. Bayley as a heel is one of the coolest things that I never knew I wanted, but we're like, it's one of those that I didn't know I wanted Bayley as a heel, but we're a year into it. And I'm like, yeah, no, it really hasn't been bad at all. She is shown to be one of the more versatile athletes in the women's division, being able to just be super hateable. And the crowds, whenever they were there, weren't getting behind her in the smart mark way. She was getting the boost that she needed. It wasn't like Becky Lynch where they turned Becky heel, but nobody believed it. Like, they were ready to see Bayley be evil, and I'm here for it. She had an amazing title reign. I think Sasha as a face with the belt, they can do some cool things, especially since it's not against Charlotte. Kind of excited to see where that goes. Bobby Lashley defeated Slapjack from Retribution. Slapjack. God, it was a good match. Shane Thorne, who is Slapjack, is a really good talent, and Bobby Lashley is just, he is gold. He will always be gold. The Hurt Business is consistently my favorite thing on WWE TV. I think that's a great group of people to put together. This match was good. They had everybody not be a part of the match. Retribution wasn't on the outside, and Hurt Business wasn't on the outside. But of course, Bobby Lashley puts in the full Nelson. Slapjack submits. God, I can't say that name without stopping or laughing. Slapjack, and puts in the full Nelson. Slapjack submits, and then we get the big Retribution run out, and we get the Hurt Business run out. One of the more interesting feuds they have going right now. I really like Mustafa Ali because he said that you guys have been saying my name wrong for ever. It's not Mustafa, it's Mustafa Ali. So I'm going to try to remember that as much as possible because Mustafa Ali is substantially cooler. But yeah, Bobby Lashley still the U.S. champion as of Hell in the Cell. And then in the main event, we had Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. I honestly did not think that they were going to, spoiler alert, give Randy Orton the title. I thought they were going to have Drew hold it for a little while longer, maybe wait for a crowd and have him lose it that way. Or maybe they're going to let him get it back whenever there's a crowd, because I know they really want that big reaction for Drew. It was a fine match. They did the one thing that I just don't feel like needs to happen in every Hell in a Cell match of the last like 8 years, of two guys are on the midway part of the cell because they made it way too tall at this point, and one like hits the other off and goes into the table. I feel like it has been done 1,000 times, and they're just trying to recreate the Mick Foley moment, which I think the closest they ever got to it was Shane McMahon at Mania doing the elbow drop and then Taker moving out of the way. But ever, like, they do that a whole lot. I remember Rollins and Ambrose doing it. It seems like they do it a whole lot. I think in this, they did the goofy thing where Drew McIntyre was bleeding from the inside. Like he was coughing up blood, which is always, it's a choice when they do it. So they did it at that time, I guess, to make it look like Randy Orton really had to push him to his exact limits to get him there, to get the win. But yep, Randy Orton is our WWE champion as of Hell in the Cell. And again, I didn't get a chance to watch Raw or SmackDown because work has been insane for me. But it's a really good pay-per-view. I know I didn't seem super high on a lot of the matches, but it was a lot of fun. I didn't regret staying up. I usually go to bed early on Sundays nowadays, but I was very entertained by the show as a whole. I would give it a solid B rating if I was to grade it. The two matches to watch is definitely Reigns and Uso and then Sasha Banks and Bayley. If you have not seen that match, go out of your way to see it. Also go out of your way to see Halloween Havoc from NXT last week. We didn't record, but that was a super fun show. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae being Jack Skellington and, oh, I can't think of her name. Oh, no. Jack Skellington and the chick from The Nightmare Before Christmas. I can't believe I can't think of that. Loved that gear. Shotzi Blackheart was the host. That's somebody that I think we need more of on WWE TV all the time. She's very entertaining, very talented. So, yeah. Watch Hell in the Cell. Watch Halloween Havoc. Again, this is a very reduced episode of PWU because it's just me, and I just kind of wanted to go over Hell in the Cell really quick for people that may not have watched it or just wanted to hear PWU, even though this is at its lightest form. So I'm gonna wrap it up right here. Let me hit you with some plugs. Go to facebook.com/podzilla1985, catch up with us. We just got out of spooky time Podzilla 1985, blah, 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 blah. A lot of fun episodes. Go check out all the Thursday and Friday shows. Those were a lot of fun. I Want to Believes were really great. And also hit up the Podzilla plays. Hunter puts a lot of hard work into those, and it comes through in the audio form of it. And I know they have a lot of fun doing that. Check out Nerd Up from this past week. Jesse and I talked about things that were awesome, sad things, and things that made me really upset with the gaming business as a whole. Watch that, or listen to that to figure out what I mean there. Also, hit us up on Patreon and podzilla1985.com, or patreon.com/podzilla1985. Donate $1, you get a pre-show. Right now, you're getting, I think, one pre-show a month. Jesse told me we're going to try to work some things in there to give something to our patrons that are backing us. Hit up our Discord. We don't have that yet. Reddit. Hit our Reddit up. Hunter's always on there. I don't know how to Reddit, so like I'll post one thing a month because I forgot that I'm like an admin or something there. And then also, for me personally, if you've ever seen me wrestle or if you like PWU and don't completely hate me, go to prowrestlingtees.com/DaltonAnthony for all of your Dalton Anthony merch. I have a new shirt I'm currently designing. I'm hoping to get it out at the turn of the new year. So 2021, there'll be a new Dalton Anthony shirt. It's my favorite shirt. I actually designed it for once. And I, for me, it'll be my favorite shirt. It'll probably never sell. But you can go there right now, and you can get yourself a Best Assistant Ever, which is my favorite wrestling shirt at the moment. My Dodge, Duck, Dip, Dive, and Dalton shirt, which is super lovely. And the Wrestling Buddies t-shirt, which is the only way to get Wrestling Buddies merch through me and Jay Spade at Stride Pro Wrestling. Speaking of Stride Pro Wrestling, I believe we have a show this weekend at Carterville. Hit up Stride Pro Wrestling on Facebook to figure out how to get tickets. And if you have an internet or an IWTV account, watch Anna Fight Underground. It's a new promotion. They had a show a couple weeks back. Really good. I'm super excited about what this promotion is going to bring to this area's wrestling, just scene in general. We don't have a lot of super hardcore wrestlers in the area that get to do their thing between Stride and CCW. This is that kind of company. I watched the entire show. That roster is super talented, just like the CCW and Stride rosters. Amazing talent, very diverse. I had a lot of fun just watching it. I have a lot of friends on it that I would want you to support. So check out Anna Fight Underground. I believe they have a show coming up on December 17th, which is Big Lee's birthday bash. It's Anna Fight Underground, the Vision, but Big Lee's birthday bash is going on there that night. So hit up Anna Fight Underground on Facebook and try to get tickets that way. I think that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to me ramble for about 16 minutes. If you hated it, do me a favor, don't tell me, because I don't think my heart can handle it. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. Hit us up tomorrow for Nostalgia November, I think is what we're calling it. That's happening. I think we're going to get some cool top 10s. And then Horse Time on Friday. Have a great night.